release Shaquille Afridi and open up supply lines into Afghanistan. Two straightforward requests from the U.S. government that are anything but simple in the strange alliance of the U.S. and Pakistan right now. Shaquille Afridi is a Pakistani man who helped the CIA hunt down Osama bin Laden. He was convicted of treason yesterday by a tribal court in northwestern Pakistan who declared him guilty of working for a foreign intelligence service, in this case, the CIA. He's been sentenced to 33 years in prison. Dr. Afridi set up a vaccination clinic in Abbottabad, where bin Laden had been hiding for 6 years. The clinic was a front, a cover, to help the CIA locate the exact location of the al-Qaeda leader. The U.S. says that Dr. Afridi was acting in the interests of both the U.S. and Pakistan. Meanwhile, despite high-level negotiations and direct pressure from President Obama, supply routes into Afghanistan remain closed from Pakistani territory. And finally today, there's been another U.S. drone strike inside northwest Pakistan, killing at least 10 people. What is the state of the relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan? We ask that question a lot, but it's a difficult question this morning. Former Department of State spokesperson P.J. Crowley joins us, currently a law professor at Penn State University. Welcome back to the program, P.J. Crowley.
Thank you very much.
Also with us is Hassan Abbas, former Pakistani government official under Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and President Pervez Musharraf. He's now a fellow at the Asian Society. Hassan Abbas, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So, first of all, the foreign ministry of Pakistan says that the border issue, the supply route issue, is a matter of fees. The U.S. needs to pay more to get those reopened. And once it does that, poof, they'll be reopened. And that the issue with Dr. Afridi is a simple case of law, and the courts worked as expected, and the U.S. shouldn't intervene in that. Is that the end of the matter, Hassan Abbas?
That's not end of the matter. This is, I think, the matter has already been negotiated. There's a U.S. team already in Pakistan. The Defense Department says they're proceeding well in that. This is not as simple as it may appear. This is a relationship of 10 years, which is unraveling. The Pakistani-U.S. difference of opinion on what is the end game in Afghanistan is at stake here. The Pakistani lack of cooperation and the Pakistani failure and Pakistani incompetence in going after bin Laden and other terrorists as well is also at stake here, but there is a denial. And on the U.S. side also, there is an effort to just put everything and every blame on Pakistan, just to also at times cover up the failures in Afghanistan. So it's a complicated matter.
As a former State Department spokesperson, P.J. Crowley, how do you decipher which of these messages from Pakistan are meant for domestic consumption to try to show toughness against the U.S., and which are substantive issues that show, as Hassan Abbas is suggesting, that the relationship might be unraveling?
Well, those are significantly inseparable. The U.S. relationship in Pakistan is difficult. It's on a downward spiral. Public opinion in Pakistan is significantly negative towards the United States. Many, if not most, Pakistanis think of the United States as an enemy, not an ally. And in that environment, and having a weak Pakistani civilian government, this creates a very difficult environment to do things that may make sense strategically, but are very, very difficult to do politically. And as in your lead up, when you said adding to this the ongoing drone operations, which are significant strategically yet enormously unpopular in Pakistan. So for the moment, standing up the United States, even at the risk of its own self-interest, is very, very popular.
Given the CIA's concern and value of sources and methods in a place like Pakistan and with an operation like the bin Laden operation, why wouldn't Shaquille Afridi been spirited out of the country as part of the bin Laden operation? Was it a misread of the Pakistani government that he would somehow be handed over to the U.S. or not sentenced to 33 years in jail, P.J. Crowley?
A decent question. I do not honestly know the answer to that. For the first couple of days, there was, in my business, excellent messaging, starting with the president the night that the raid was announced, saluting in Pakistan the information it provided and its cooperation, even though it had not been advised in advance of the raid. And for a couple of days, the Pakistani government kind of picked up on that that concept. But then eventually, came out that, the United States didn't inform Pakistan because it didn't trust Pakistan, and that has created a cycle of embarrassment in the country. Pakistan's still in this embarrassment phase, and Dr. Afridi has become a very, very useful political target for Pakistan.
Hassan Abbas, is it possible that Dr. Afridi would be a political pawn whose release might be negotiated at some point? And you said earlier that this relationship is unraveling. Perhaps it's not the end game in Afghanistan we should be concerned about, but the end game between the U.S. and Pakistan right now.
The end game between the U.S. and Pakistan is very closely linked to Afghanistan. And as President Obama said at the end of this NATO conference just a day or so ago, that Pakistan has to be part of the solution here. So there's a chance that this relationship can be rescued as well. But just talking about the Afridi case, I think CIA had no other option. And the CIA, of course, this was in their best interest, and they did very well in having a person who could provide this kind of information and support. But I was surprised why in the very, just after the Bin Laden operation, why was it disclosed publicly that Afridi was helping CIA? Because that closed all doors for the Pakistani government. They couldn't afford publicly to then hand him over to the U.S. government. It should have been kept a secret till the time that he was rescued or taken out. He did an important job because Bin Laden was the topmost terrorist, and he had to be brought to justice.
Hassan, let me just ask you, are you saying this is an intelligence fiasco here?
I think in some ways it was not appropriate. I don't know whether it was intentional or a mistake, but it's a standard procedure. People who are working for you as informants or in important human intelligence they are providing, you don't disclose their names. Because this means no one else in any such operation will ever dare think of supporting you.
Indeed. And now Dr. Afridi has been sentenced to 33 years in prison, thanks to Hassan Abbas, former Pakistani government official under Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, now a fellow at the Asia Society, and P.J. Crowley, former Department of State spokesperson, currently a law professor at Penn State. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.